Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Former President Jimmy Carter helped bring down the Shah of Iran in 1979, which led to the Islamic Revolution. That's the headline. In a moment, Shahram Haidian, an eyewitness to this historic event, will join me with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I can remember being at the White House the night that Jimmy Carter hosted the Shah of Iran. There was a big demonstration outside. As a journalist, I was there covering it. But it was soon after that the Shah fell. And that was because of Islam. I mean, if it was a secular state, how did Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, who was exiled in Paris, how did he come to power in an Islamic republic?
The history of Iran is the history of Persia. You know, the religion was not Islam until Islam's expansion within the 7th, 8th century when the Islamic caliph expanded, took over Persia, and brought in Islamic elements. It's interesting to look at it as a secularly governed country, much like Turkey had been after the fall of the Ottoman Turks. It became secularly governed, yet it still was a Muslim-majority country. And there was, I think, an underlying wave, particularly the hardcore Shias in Iran, who believed that it was not Islamic enough. It was anti-Islam because it was being governed in a secular way. So the idea that it should be a theocracy, which is how Iran is being governed today, that underlying wave was there, but the Shah had a very tight control on his nation. Again, there was brutality. There's no doubt that he did things. We're not naive to know that there was things that they were doing. But he had control over his country, unfortunately, with the overthrow, with the help of Jimmy Carter, to bring Khomeini out of exile from Paris and bring him back, believing that somehow this was going to be better for the region and they can control him. Well, that didn't work out very well, has it? I mean, within about 6 months, not only had they instituted an Islamic government under the Sharia, under Islamic law, the hostage crisis was obviously a transformative event, both in Iranian history and in American history. And 6 weeks later, less than 6 weeks, was the coup, the overthrow, the hostage crisis.
Shahram Haidian, an Iranian living in Iran at the time of the Islamic Revolution. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the rise of Islam across the Middle East marks the time of the Islamic Revolution in Iran that set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Iran, referred to in Psalm 83, Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, and Daniel chapter 11 verses 44 and 45, is a major player in our world today. Almost daily, journalists report the significance of this Islamic Republic. As Iran develops a nuclear weapon of mass destruction, they become a greater threat to the United States, to Israel, and to the entire Middle East. As the world marks the 38th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...